The Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, is in the middle of their 40 days of action. The moral revival is the launch of a massive movement to address poverty, racism, militarism, and ecological devastation. The campaign is made up of protests, teach-ins, and art events. Albany has been the epicenter of the New York State Nonviolent Direct Actions. This week is week 5 of the campaign. We are joined today by a member of New York State Coordinating Committee for Poor People's Campaign. Barbara Smith is a Black feminist author and longtime activist who lives in Albany. Thank you for joining us in the studio today, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Thank you.
So just to recap, what is the Poor People's Campaign?
Well, the Poor People's Campaign actually started 50 years ago with Martin Luther King. That was the last thing he was working on before he was assassinated. And he had started to bring together people in 67. And the plan was to have a Poor People's Campaign that would be national and would converge in Washington, D.C. in the spring of 68. And even though he was assassinated, that plan did indeed go forward. There was a tent city called Resurrection City, and people, while they were there, they lobbied their Congress people, their representatives. They also did civil disobedience. But because of his murder, the kind of energy and the vision of the campaign was difficult to fulfill. Not everyone who he worked with at the time understood why he was bringing white people and indigenous people and Latinx people together. And that was really unprecedented in the context of the civil rights struggle. Mm-hmm. Now, 50 years later, we are reigniting the Poor People's Campaign. It's not a commemoration or a celebration. We're reigniting that vision. And people are still poor. In fact, in many ways, poorer than they were in 1968.
And now the campaign for moral revival is in its fifth week. What does that mean for you, and what is the main focus going into this week?
Well, this week we focused upon the right to education, quality education, housing and homelessness, and also the right to organize in a union and to earn a living wage. So those are the issues that we focused on nationally this week, including here in Albany.
And so what does your level of involvement mean? Is there a lot of coordination between the national level and the state movement?
Absolutely there is. And there's a lot of coordination around the state of New York. It's a really interesting model because in every state, the focus is on having nonviolent moral fusion direct actions in state capitals. So every Monday for the last 5 weeks, except for Memorial Day when it was on Tuesday, every one of those weeks, there have been actions in those state capitals, 36 state capitals, plus Washington, D.C., and there has been civil disobedience where people risk arrest. And I believe around 2,000 people around the nation have already been arrested by now. We had 31 arrests yesterday in Albany.
I also heard that Albany is now fining members of the Poor People's Campaign. I saw a figure like $1,400 related to demonstrations that took place.
Yes, we did receive a bill from the city of Albany, and there's been quite a lot of discussion about that, particularly in the media, in the Times Union. There's a really wonderful editorial in the Times Union today talking about why would you be billing poor people for coming to protest about being poor and all the situations that arise from that and all the challenges that arise from that. But I don't want to really dwell on that. I think it's much more important to talk about our mobilizing people of all backgrounds all around the nation to say no to racism and poverty, militarism, and also to environmental devastation. Those are the four major focuses of the Poor People's Campaign, and we also look at how they intersect with each other. So if you're talking about environmental devastation, for example, it disproportionately affects poor communities and communities of color.
And we certainly see plenty of that in the history of New York State in terms of the way companies dump chemicals into the water and just designate the worst neighborhoods for the factories. How What does the local base look like? How do you organize in terms of getting people to come to these events?
Well, that's always a challenge for any organizer, isn't it? And we are doing as much as we possibly can to make sure that people know. This event that we're having this evening is one of the ways that we let people know about the work of the Poor People's Campaign. We have Truthful Tuesdays, or Teaching Tuesdays. I prefer Teaching Tuesdays. They switched kind of labeling in the middle, and I like the first one better. So we're having a Teaching Tuesday session this evening in which we talk about the themes of the week, but also we watch a live stream from Washington, D.C., of people who are presenting around those issues. We are not stopping at the end of the 40 days. This is a 40-day, six-week model, 40 days of nonviolent moral fusion, direct action, 6 weeks. And the sixth week will be this coming Monday. I certainly invite people to come and find us. You can find us on our Facebook page, our New York State Poor People's Campaign Facebook page, which lists events all over the state, and to continue to get involved, because even after the 40 days and the 6 weeks are over, that's just the beginning. This is the launch period of the campaign, by no means a culmination. There will be a major mobilization in Washington, D.C. on the 23rd of June.
Excellent. Kleena, do you have a question?
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of go back to the theme of the Truthful Tuesdays. Or did you like the Teaching Tuesdays?
I like teaching. Some people say Truthful.
We'll go with what you like, the Teaching Tuesdays.
Yes, as we were discussing it, when I was saying I really like Teaching Tuesdays better, and the person I was saying it to said, yeah, because who knows what the truth is anyway.
Very true. So this week's theme is Everybody's Got a Right to Live.
Yes.
Education, jobs, income, labor, housing, and the right to organize. Can you tell us more about Teaching Tuesdays and what is planned for this week's discussion?
Well, I was not a person who planned this. I did help to get some of the pieces aligned so that we could have such a discussion. But the model is popular education and political education. That's very important to the Poor People's Campaign, mm-hmm. and that's happening all over the nation. And I don't know if you are aware that there is a model of people teaching each other and people teaching people, that it's not about going to some institution or a building, you know, that's known to put out knowledge like a school or college or university,
right.
but that even in our own neighborhoods and in our own communities, every one of us has something to share and knowledge to share. And that's what the model is for our Teaching Tuesdays. We come together, we talk about the themes. The first two, I did indeed organize the first two, and the first one, and probably the second one too, we talked about how the day's action the day before had gone, and people just kind of jump in where they are. But it's an informal setting for us to talk about the things that matter most to us.
Great.
And how does nonviolence, as both a method and a philosophy, factor into the Poor People's Campaign?
Well, this is a nonviolent movement, and when people participate in our weekly actions, which have primarily been at the Capitol, we were elsewhere yesterday, but we were near the Capitol, and when people come for that training, we sign a pledge saying that we are committed to being nonviolent, at least for the space of the action. You are not taking a pledge for every other day of your life or every other minute or hour of your life. But in the context of us doing these actions every week, we are committed to nonviolence. Now, I come out of the civil rights movement. I was involved in the civil rights movement. That is the first one, or the original one, in the early 1960s. And I was trained in nonviolence at that time, and it definitely worked for me. So I don't have to really, you know, adjust anything in order to be involved in something that is a nonviolent movement. A lot of people don't understand that nonviolence is both strategically viable and that there's a long history of people changing things, including power relations, using nonviolence. Gandhi in India and Martin Luther King are the two most signal examples that we know of, but that we hear of, but there are many people who have made that commitment.
And so we are running out of time. We know that you have to get out and actually do the event here at the Sanctuary. So for people who are interested in getting involved with the Poor People's Campaign, how can they reach out to you?
The most, I think, useful or effective way is to go to our Facebook page and see what the events are. You can click on events that you might be interested in. And then also to go to the National Poor People's Campaign website. If you sign up on that website, you will begin to get messages. And I know that we have an email address, but since I've never emailed it, I can't tell you what it is. But I bet if you go to our website, I'm sorry, if we go to our Facebook page, we'll probably find it. But as I said, I recommend that people go to both the New York State Poor People's Campaign Facebook page and to the National Poor People's Campaign website, and they will certainly get connected. And there are lots of nice videos on both of those sites. So you can see us what we were doing yesterday, making a chain, human chain, from the LOB to the Fort Orange Club and dropping hundreds of money bags along the way.
A very fitting symbol. Barbara Smith, thank you so much for joining us to talk about the Poor People's Campaign. We hope this event and the whole campaign goes very well.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.